Chapter 15. Each year, thousands of people die in automobile accidents in which ordinary drugs, alone or in combination with alcohol, are present. Contrary to the stereotype, not all victims are quick-tempered teens or sorrowful widows carrying purses full of pills. Many are prudent men and women who are taking prescription drugs for genuine health problems, but the results can be tragic. A New Jersey woman who was taking an antidepressant along with another prescription medication drove her car into a 12-year-old boy who was riding his bicycle in broad daylight. The youth lost consciousness and died 2.5 years later. All manner of medications have been charged as potential accident causes. For example, many tranquilizers, cold medications, antidepressants, and motion sickness drugs can make you sleepy and inattentive, destroy your judgment, and slow your reaction time. Some pain relievers can make you feel overconfident. This can lead to reckless behavior, such as disregarding speed limits and weaving in and out of traffic. And some high blood pressure drugs and muscle relaxants can make you dizzy and lightheaded. A Los Angeles police officer found a man in his late 60s slumped in his car, gripping the steering wheel without noticing that the stoplight had changed to green. The officer recalls, "The man did not speak clearly and exhibited a lack of balance and coordination, classic signs of drunkenness. However, it turned out he'd simply been taking blood pressure medication along with a tranquilizer." Shockingly little research has been done on driving under the influence of prescription drugs, because many authorities measure only alcohol consumption. To make matters worse, physicians and pharmacists often neglect to warn patients about potential hazards. Doctors have a tendency to say, "Take this for a week and then give me a call." They don't say, "Do not drive while you are taking this medicine." And busy pharmacists may not give warnings either. If a single medication can pose problems, mixtures can be disastrous. Yet combining drugs is alarmingly common, particularly among the elderly. In fact, studies show that the average person over 65 is taking 3 or more prescription medications at the same time, and many of these people may be taking non-prescription medications on top of that.